Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the fifth Sunday of Easter. Our first reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 21 to 27. Our psalm for today is Psalm 145. Second reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 31 to 33, 34 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is established and guarded to pray and love. The Lord says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel. He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, from verse 15 following. Hence, on the day of Pentecost, Peter says, "Each one of you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the Holy Spirit." Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 38. Thus, led by the Spirit, the believers prayed together in the temple, went home for the breaking of bread, and supported one another. This community of baptized believers were first called Christians in Antioch, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 27. And through their perseverance in faith, hardship, and even martyrdom, the Church of Christ was established, and the door of faith was open to us today. Saint Augustine calls her the city of God, that is, a supernatural society founded by God and sustained by His grace. Thus, through the celebration of the sacraments, public and private prayers, and seasonal and devotional works of mercy, the Church commends us to the grace of the Lord and commands us to uphold the altruistic love of God and love of our brothers and sisters. In other words, we gather in God's house not only to renew His graces in us, but also to share His love with those present and to pray for and help those who seek God with a sincere heart. The Lord says today, "By this love we have for one another, everyone will know that we are His disciples." Thus, our presence in God's house and commitment to the sharing of His compassion and love must not be taken for granted, never be taken for granted. The world will not speak of the glory of His reign if we fail to renew in His presence His glory in us. Those who hate us, persecute us, or enemies of God will not encounter His mighty deeds if we do not love and support one another. Thus, my brother, my sister, our actions of God's love in prayer and within our communities not only strengthen our faith, but also glorify God and prepare us and others for the coming of the new heaven and the new earth. Therefore, our gathering in this temple is not a waste of time. Loving those who insulted, bullied, and shamed us is not a mark of cowardice. Rather, we are observing the Lord's command. He says, "Do this in memory of me." Not only in the celebration of the Eucharist, but also when we love and suffer with and in Christ Jesus. Thus, my brother, my sister, God is glorified when the church gathers to pray and when she reaches out through us to those suffering in places like Ukraine and Syria and in places where tyrants are in power. Yes, God is glorified when the church reaches out to families of those kidnapped or killed by terrorists and fundamentalists. Yes, my brother, my sister, His name is blessed when we speak out against oppression, tribalism, and division. By so doing, the name of the Lord is glorified. His name will surely remain in their hearts. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. May He bless us, Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.